قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سفدر السلماني جي please straighten the rows الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله لا إله إلا الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Inshallah, after the remaining dua, the lessons of hadith from the lessons of tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf will take place. Today, inshallah, will be the final lesson of Surah Al-Kahf. Brothers request to participate, inshallah, it will be beneficial. Inshallah, baqiya dua ke baad dars Quran hoga. Inshallah, aaj akhiri dars hai Surah Al-Kahf. ختم ہونے والی ہے تو ساتھ انشاءاللہ ضرور شرکت فرمائیں فائدہ ہوگا انشاءاللہ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم بنتی نفتنی خسن اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم تعمینا انہینا 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 اللہم اللهم صل على مستودع كل مكان الله استعان صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله please do participate be beneficial lesson of tafsir إن شاء الله. Inshallah, you can come closer so you can see the PowerPoint slides as well, inshallah, of the translation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا صدق الله العظيم صدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ما بعد إن شاء الله today we will go through the last few آيات of سورة الكهف. These آيات Allah سبحانه وتعالى raises a very important, very scary discussion. Allah Ta'ala asks a very scary question. Allah Ta'ala ek bahut khatarnak aur matlab ghabrahat paida karne wali ek sawal Allah Ta'ala poochte hain. Qul hal nunabbi'ukum bil akhsarin a'mala. Say O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, should I inform you of those people who are the greatest losers in terms of their a'mal? کیا میں تمہیں ان لوگوں کی حالت بتاؤں جو سب سے اپنے اعمال کو ضائع کرنے والے ہیں دنیا کے اندر in this world every single person every single human being Muslim or non-Muslim is working very hard there's nobody that doesn't work hard لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Balad says لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ We have made everyone in hardship every single human being has been created in hardship in toil, in pursuit of something. Nobody is living idle lives. Everybody has stress, everybody has tension, everybody has headache, heartache, and difficulties that they have to go through, and everybody will taste death. Everybody will go through illness, through financial difficulties, through all sorts of difficulties. Nobody has it easy. And everybody thinks they are trying to achieve something. Allah Ta'ala says, should I inform you of those people who are the greatest losers in the amal? Meaning they do lots of deeds, amal, actions in the world, but their actions mean nothing. Their actions stand for nothing. Who are these people referring to? Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They are those people whose effort in the worldly life has gone to vain, has become nothing. All of the hard work they did in this world, life is not easy for anyone. It's hard, you know. So I have some works with people who have different types of, you know, addictions and hardships and difficulties that they're going through. It's not hard, it's not easy on anyone, it's hard on everybody. But there are some people who have wasted their efforts in the life of this dunya. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا Whereas they are thinking they did something very good. They think, oh, I had a very good life. Maine bahut kuch achcha kiya dunya ke andar. Baaz log aise hain, مرتے دم تک سوچتے ہیں کہ میں نے بہت کچھ فائدے کا کیا ہے لوگوں کو فائدہ پہنچایا ہے I gave people a lot of benefit I helped a lot of people I did a lot of good things Allah Ta'ala is saying these are the worst losers the people who do in this world their effort is all wasted whereas they are thinking they achieved something they did something amazing who is this referring to? Different opinions have been mentioned in the books of Tafsir many Mufassirun mentioned that this is referring to the Yahud and Nasara The Jews and the Christians, the Yahud and Nasara, they feel that they're on the right religion. The Jews and the Christians, they feel they're in the right religion, they're worshipping God, they believe in God, they're doing all their actions. But when they die on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be nothing there. It will have no wazan, it will have no weight, and the next ayah will mention. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَىٰ مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ حَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. On the day of Qiyamah, some people will come expecting, where are my good deeds, where are my good deeds? I worked very hard in the dunya. Subhanallah, Sayyidina, and another opinion, Hafiz Qadi Thanaullah Panipatin is Tafsir Mazhari mentions, that you'll be those ruhban, those rahibs, those monks, who never used to get married. In Christianity, many of the priests and monks, they don't get married. They live a life of hardship. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu saw this monk, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, ek rahib ko dekha, ek jo hai zahid, nasrani, abid ko dekha. And that monk was so skinny from the hardships that he was going through, from the asceticism and from the kind of depriving himself of many of the luxuries that other people enjoy. And he became very skinny and gaunt. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu saw him and started to cry. So the companion said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you crying looking at this man? He said, because look how hard this man is working. He's become skinny. He's become gaunt from the hardships and the difficulties he's imposed on himself. But when he dies, there will be nothing for him to receive. Yeah? Is zahid ki, is abid, is rahib ki taraf dekho. Isne apne aap ko jo hai bilkul bilkul dubla patla ban gaya. Mujahidat aur riyazat kar kar ke. Lekin marne ke baad jo hai isko kuch nahi milne wala. Kyunki ye galat aqeedah padta, galat deen padta. So, Allama Qadi Thanaullah Panipati says, he mentioned about these people. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَىٰ مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Some people's deeds will be brought in front of them. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ حَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. They will see it's like dust which is blown away. There's no wujud. There's no existence of their a'mal. Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajhahu, he mentions this refers to the Haruriya or the Khawarij. In the time of, and this is very scary. In the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, a firqa, a sect, emerged in the Muslims, who are called the Khawarij. And these people, they were very pious. Pious matlab, they used to recite a lot of Quran, and they would fast excessively, and they would perform so much salah. But their aqidah and their belief was that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was kafir. Na'udhu billah. Sayyidina Ali, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son-in-law, they would say he is a kafir. And they would say that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a kafir, and they would say Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu is a kafir, and many other sahaba, they would say these are all kafir. And they would say, had their own understanding of deen which took them out of the fold of Islam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, this ayah is addressing these type of people. These people would call themselves Muslims. And on the basis of this, many of the ulama and the mufassirun say, you can put all the deviated sects of the Muslims in there. All those people who say we're Muslim, and they're doing a'mal just like you and I. They're dressing just like you and I. They grow beards just like you and I. They follow the sunnah just like you and I. But because their belief and their aqidah is corrupt, and their belief in Allah, and their belief about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their belief of the Quran is corrupt. Like, you have so many sects that literally dress like you and I. Now there's a whole debate now about the Rawafid, the Shia, The 12 Shias, are they Muslim or not Muslim? Majority of the scholars have always mentioned that the 12 Shias are not Muslim. Majority of the scholars. Fringe scholars have said, look, you go into their aqidah, ask them a lot of questions, they might be okay. But as a whole, the 12 Shias, itna ashari Shia, jinko kehte, wo musalman nahi hai. Ye musallam aqidah hai. This is an established aqidah. Now some people, because of the war with Iran, they're getting a little bit, they don't understand aqidah. But these people will dress like us, behave like us, act like us. And there are many others, the Qadianis, look at them. Those who say after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was another prophet, his name was Ghulam Ahmad, who was born in Qadian. We say they're not Muslim. Whether they read salah, this and that. So these are the type of people who, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, these type of people. People whose actions may reflect the actions of a Muslim, but their aqidah is corrupt. So one of our ustads, Mufti Ikram al-Haq, Allah will give him a long life. You know, we have many great scholars and buzurgs and pious people. Whenever you ask him, whenever he meets you, whenever he speaks to you, one of the things I've heard him say many times is, bhai dua kijiye ke Allah Ta'ala mujhe musalman aur ahle sunnat wal jamaat ke aqeedah par maut naseeb farmaye. My teacher, a great scholar, very pious person, he will always say, brother, make dua for me, Allah gives me death upon the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because this is something so serious. The Khawarij, subhanallah, in Sirah Alam al-Nubala and other books you find, some of them used to fast every single day. Like Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, or even more than that. Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam used to fast one day and miss one day. They used to recite a full Quran khatam every day. And these are the people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam predicted about them, that يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يُجَاوِزُونَ حَنَاجِرَهُمْ. That these type of people, they'll recite the Quran, but the Quran will not go down their throats. Sirf zuban ki tilawat hogi, but they will not understand the Quran, they will not be able to practice upon the Quran, these type of people. They would recite so much Quran, do so much fasting, so much ibadah, that it would put other people to shame. And they existed at the time of the Sahaba, and many of them would do more ibadah than some of the Sahaba. But they were not Muslim, many of them. It's very scary. Even in Oman now, people go to Oman. Oman is a holiday destination for many people. In Oman now, you have this sect of Khawarij still there. But now they're more clever. So they don't openly say that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is a non-Muslim. But they say, we're not going to say anything. Whether he's a Muslim or not. وہ کیا فرماتے ہیں ابھی عمان میں یہ خوارج کی گروہ موجود ہیں کیا کہتے ہیں کہ سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ سیدنا علی کون ہے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا کیا کہتے ہیں داماد نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا داماد سیدتنا فاطمہ رضی اللہ عنہ کے شوہر انہی سے جو ہے جو سید خاندان ہے انہی سے جو ہے آتی ہے وہ کہتے ہیں ابھی بھی عمان میں جائیں اس گروہ کو ملیں گے وہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم سکوت اختیار کریں گے خاموشی اختیار کریں گے ہم آپ کو یہ نہیں کہیں گے کہ سیدنا علی کافر تھے یا مسلمان تھے ہم اس پہ فتوہ نہیں ڈالیں گے یہ ان کی عقل مندی So this is their level of So the point to سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ says the حروریہ This ayah is talking about them They do عبادہ just like us worship just like us But قاضی ثناء اللہ پانی پتی رحمت اللہ علی But he says at the end he says the conclusion and the summary of all of this is that anyone who lives their life where they think that, you know what, this dunya is everything. The a'mal of the dunya is everything. They work hard towards dunya. And he mentions the hadith, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Clever person, aqal man shakhs wo hai, man dana nafsahu, who is always taking stock of himself. Har waqt apne nafs ke lihaz rakhta hai. میں صحیح عمل کر رہا ہوں یا غلط عمل کر رہا ہوں صحیح عمل کر رہا ہوں یا غلط عمل کر رہا ہوں وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ And he always prepares for the life after death. He's an intelligent one. And the unintelligent, or the foolish one, والعاجز, من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. The foolish person is the one who follows all his desires. Just do anything you want to do. Allah is غفور الرحيم. Allah will forgive. Allah will. And sadly, this is the habit in many Muslims now. Live life however, by Is this haram? Just do it, yaar. You got to survive. بچنا ہے نا زندگی کے اندر وقت گزارنا ہے. بھئی یہ کر لو وہ کر لو کوئی مسئلہ نہیں ہے. Nothing wrong. Allah Ghafur Rahim hai. Allah maaf kar denge. Doing all haram actions, jo Islam Allah Ta'ala ne haram muqarrar ki hai, ye hum amal karte phir kehte hai ke bhai Allah Ghafur Rahim hai. This is ajiz. The hadith mentioned this person is a foolish person. And Qadi Sanallah Panipati says these ayat are talking about these people. Their whole life was spent in the things of dunya. And they had no ilm about the akhirat, or they were not bothered about the akhirat. So all of these groups of people come here. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم and these people كفروا بآيات ربهم they are the ones who have rejected the آيات of their رب they rejected the آيات of their رب they've done kufr if it's Yahud and Nasara they've done open kufr if it's Muslims who are doing this then they've done kufr as in nashukri they're ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a part of gratitude of Allah ta'ala is abiding by the laws of Allah ta'ala if you don't abide by the laws of Allah how are you grateful to Allah If my muhsin, the person who is doing ihsan upon me, kindness upon me, requests something from me, and I say, no, I don't want to do it, how is that gratitude? So I know Allah Ta'ala has given me all the favors, and now Allah Ta'ala says, you need to do this one, and you need to stay away from this one. I say, no, I can't do it. Mujhe nahi karna. Mujhe dari nahi karna. Ya Allah, maine maan liya, ki aapne mujhe sari niamat di hai, lekin aapke nabi ne farmaya dari rakho, mujhe rakhna nahi hai. Mujhe nahi rakhna. Mujhe namaz nahi padna hai bas. ہم اللہ تعالیٰ کو اس طرح کہتے ہیں کہ مجھے نہیں پڑھنا ہے مجھے نہیں کرنا ہے آپ مجھے نعمتیں دیتے رہیں جی لیکن مجھے کچھ نہیں کرنا ہے اولئک الذین کفروا بآیات ربہم ولقائہ and the meeting with their Lord they've rejected this فحبطت اعمالهم so their اعمال will be wasted فلا نقیم لهم یوم القیامة وزنا we will not even establish a scale we will not assign any weight to their اعمال on the day of قیامہ They will not even see their a'mal mawjood. There will be no existence or presence of their a'mal. Baz log aise hain duniya ke andar bahut unki jo hai qad uqamat hota hai bahut jo hai shohrat hoti hai qiyamah ke din unki Allah taala ke samne bilkul zarra barabar unka kuch matlab qad uqamat aur shohrat nahi hogi. In the hadith there are some people in the world who are so famous so well known, so rich, so wealthy. People say, Elon Musk, Elon Musk, richest man in history. They don't say richest man in the now, they say richest man in history. The first, what did they call him? Trillionaire or something. Nobody is in his, although there possibly were people more richer than him in history, but these type of people, so much awe in the hearts of these people. Allah Ta'ala in the hadith, is a beautiful hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, يُؤْتَى بِالْعَظِيمِ السَّمِينِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ذَا مَنْصَبٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be brought who is big and tall and great. In this world, he was someone very well known. In the sight of Allah, he will not even have the value of the wing of a mosquito. Ek shakhs ko qiyamat ke din maidan mein laya jayega, jo dunya ke andar bahut bada bhi tha. Ek hota hai na, jismani taur par bada, inki jo hai log to darte hain inse. Bada bhi hai, bada jo hai qad o qamat, aur maldar, aur shohrat bhi thi. Qiyamat ke din isko laya jayega, aur Allah Ta'ala ke saamne, makki ke pal ke barabar iska koi jo hai, pehchan hi nahi hoga. A person came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's from the Quraysh, very wealthy man, very rich man. And then he went away, and some of the Sahaba were looking at him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, people like this, al-akulu sharub, people who eat a lot, drink a lot, I mean people who are very big and you know, have a very kind of presence, they will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, la yazinu inda Allah janaha ba'uda. They will have no weight, and they will have no significance, not even the amount of a mosquito's wing. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اقرأوا إن شئتم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. Read if you wish, we will not establish any weight to their a'mal. They have no importance. Baz log dunya ke andar bahut mashhoor. King, queen, conqueror, and some people in this world are very famous. On the day of Qiyamah, they will have nothing. Because their a'mal meant nothing. And subhanallah, one Muslim, one believer, he doesn't even have to be the best believer. He doesn't even have to do all the good a'mal. But his heart has iman, true iman in Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the Kaaba, house of Allah, and he said, O Kaaba, how beloved you are in the sight of Allah, but the blood of one Muslim is more valuable than you. The blood of one Muslim. He could be the weakest, the most sinful. But subhanallah, in the sight of Allah, this man has more value than these conquerors and kings and millionaires and billionaires. So Allah Ta'ala says, these people will be brought, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. This will be their reward will be, that will be their reward, Jahannam. Jahannam will be their reward. For all their hard work in this dunya, making money and, you know, doing this and that, but they had no importance attached to their creator, no importance attached to the fact that one day they will die. Marna hai. This is the only haqiqat of life, reality of life. By haram se bacho, haram se bacho, haram se bacho. Don't do things which Allah has made haram. You will die. And when you die, you will have to answer for this, and this time will not come back. 10 saal haram mein guzar di, I've spent 10 years in haram, or 20 years in haram, or 30 years in haram, iski hisab waha jaake dena padega. Time is not something you can get back. The time that is spent in sin and disobedience has to be answered to Allah Ta'ala. People say, bhai, I'm just going to get haram student loan, haram mortgage, haram this, haram that, haram this. Just for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But those 20 years have now been filled with haram. On the day of Qiyamah, I have to answer for that haram. Allah save us, Allah protect us, Allah forgive us. We have to be very, very careful. Waqt wapas nahi aata. Jo waqt haram ke andar guzar di, aur gunah ke andar guzar di, iski hisab deni padegi Qiyamah ke din. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. This will be their adab, Jahannam, their reward, Jahannam. بِمَا كَفَرُوا. Because of the fact that they disbelieved. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوَا. And they took my signs and they took my messengers as a mockery. میری آیات سے, میری نشانیوں سے, اور میرے پیغمبروں سے انہوں نے مذاق اڑایا. تو قیامت کے دن ان کا کیا سزا ہوگا؟ جہنم. خالدین فیہا. However, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Indeed, those people who brought iman in Allah. Two conditions to have our a'mal accepted. Iman, true iman and ikhlas. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they did good deeds. Iman alone is not a criterion. Wherever Allah Ta'ala in the Quran mentions iman, Allah says, آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Other places Allah Ta'ala says, آمَنُوا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. آمَنُوا وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ. Iman ke saath har waqt amal laga hua hai. With Iman, actions are always combined. Nowadays, many Muslims, probably 90-95% of Muslims, don't even do the basic amal of Salah. They will say, well, Muslim is fine. We've got Iman is fine. In the Quran, wherever Allah mentions Iman, He mentions A'mal and good deeds. The sign or the fruits and the thamara of your Iman are the good deeds that you do, the amal that you do. If you had true Iman, you would do good deeds. If you had true Iman, you would stay away from bad deeds. So Allah Ta'ala said, indeed those people who bring Iman and do good deeds, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, for them will be جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, نُزُلَ, as a place of hospitality. This is going, remember Allah Ta'ala mentioned, about نُزُلَ before. کہ جو کافرین ہوں گے ان کی مہمان نوازی کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ نے جہنم تیار کیا ہے. جی, those people who are disbelievers, Allah Ta'ala has prepared Jahannam as a place of hospitality for them. So it's matching that those people who are believers and who did righteous deeds, Allah Ta'ala will prepare Jannatul Firdaus as a place of hospitality for them. Jannat, gardens, Firdaus, many scholars say that Firdaus is from the kind of like a Roman language or different languages, wallahu alam. Some say it's from Persian language, others say it's from the Habasha, Abyssinian language. There are many scholars who say Firdaus is not an Arabic word. Firdaus is one of those words in the Quran that is not originally Arabic. It's from a different language. But even in Roman or Ethiopian or Abyssinian, it means orchard. It means a place which has a lot of trees. Baghan, baghicha. Yeah? Firdaus ka matlab? Baghicha, baghan. What is Firdaus in Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. If you ask Allah for Jannah, ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. جب بھی اللہ تعالیٰ سے جنت مانگتے ہو, کیا مانگو؟ فردوس مانگا کرو. فَإِنَّهُ أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَأَفْضَلُهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, because this is the highest level of Jannah. And it's right in the middle of Jannah. وَفَوْقَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ. And above Jannatul Firdaus is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْهُ تُفَجَّرُ أَنْهَارُ الْجَنَّةِ. And from the Arsh of and from Firdaus, the four streams of Jannah, four rivers of Jannah flow from there. That's the manba, that's the place, chashma, jahan se jannat ki nehre phootti hai. Jannatul Firdaus. Jannat mein kitni jo hai chashma hai? Char. How many springs are in Jannah? How many rivers are in Jannah? Four. Mathalul jannati allati wu'ida al-muttaqoon fiha anharun min ma'in ghayri asin wa anharun min labanin lam yataghayyar ta'amuh وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى. سبحان الله. Four beautiful streams that will be flowing throughout the whole of Jannah. ماء من غير آسن. Water that never goes bad. لبن لم يتغير طعمه. Milk, the taste of which never changes, never goes bad. خمر لذة للشاربين. A river of wine which is so tasty, doesn't give you a headache, doesn't make you drunk, doesn't make you say silly things. أنهار من عسل مصفى. Rivers of flowing honey all throughout Jannah. And where will they gush from? They will gush from Jannatul Firdaus, highest level of Jannah. And subhanAllah, in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that لِلْجَنَّةِ مِئَةُ دَرَجَاتِ. Jannah has 100 levels. مَا بَيْنَ دَرَجَتَيْنِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The distance between the first Jannah to the second Jannah is the distance between the heavens and the earth. Asman says Amin Tak, جنت میں 100 درجات ہے, اور مطلب ایک سے دوسرے کے درمیان جو فاصلہ ہے وہ زمین آسمان کے درمیان کا فاصلہ ہے. But in other narrations we find that subhanAllah, Jannah has unlimited darajas. So we understand that there are 100 main levels of Jannah, but in between them there are billions and billions of levels. That's why subhanAllah, one person is in Jannah, he says, subhanAllah, itni khubsurat khushbu. What is this beautiful smell that I can, fragrance that I can smell? And he will be told, it's the person who is in the Jannah above you. So, Ya Allah, what did he do to get a Jannah above me? The angels will say, he said one more Subhanallah than you in this dunya. One more Subhanallah. So we understand that if from one Subhanallah, a person's maqam goes higher. So we see 100 main levels. Between them, there are billions and billions of levels. But the highest is Jannatul Firdaus. And subhanAllah, above Jannatul Firdaus is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, the people who do good a'mal, bring iman and do good a'mal, Allah ta'ala will give them Jannatul Firdaus. Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. Say Amen. خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. They will remain inside of Jannah forever. لا يبغون عنها حولا. They will not even want to leave. One is they will not leave. Allah ta'ala is not saying they will not leave. وہاں سے نہیں نکلیں گے. اللہ تعالیٰ فرما رہے ہیں کہ وہاں سے نکلنے کو ان کی جی بھی نہیں چاہے گی کہ جنت سے میں نکلوں. They will want to stay there forever. The enjoyment is going to be so great. The luxury is going to be so intense. Subhanallah, they will wish to live there forever. These are all ayat. As believers, as Muslims in the world surrounded by materialism, this person has a nice house. I need that house. I need that car. I need this. But sometimes we need to say to ourselves, the Anbiya alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala said to him, O Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, Allah ta'ala said to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, if you want the mountains of Tihama, these mountains around you can be converted into gold for you. But I said, no, ya Allah. I would rather one day I have food so I can do shukr and thank you, and one day I don't have food so I can do sabr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, when he would sleep on a straw mat, اردو میں کیا کہتے ہیں؟ کیا کہتے ہیں اسٹرومر؟ ہاں چھتری. ہاں اس پہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سوتے تھے تو داغ ان کے جو ہے پیٹ کے اندر پڑ جاتی تھی. There would be marks on the back of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ would cry, would say, یا رسول اللہ, the kings of Persia and Rome, they sleep on such comfortable beds. We can make you a nice bistar, a nice bed. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم say, او عمر, you want to deprive me of the reward of Jannah? Is that what you're trying to do? مجھے تو جنت میں سب کچھ ملنے والی ہے. میں تو چاہتا ہوں کہ مجھے سب کچھ جنت مل. And that's why Rasul, I want everything in Jannah. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us that whenever we hear the adhan, after the adhan, the dua, what dua do we say? Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima aati muhammadan il wasilata wal-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmoodan illadhi wa'adta. O Allah, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqam al mahmood that you have already promised him. Aapne usko iska wa'ada diya Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko, maqam al mahmood, which is the highest level of Jannah, of Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah. No one will be on the same level as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sacrifice. Aaj kal hame thora sa jo hai کچھ ہاتھ میں نہیں آتا تو ہم اتنا جو ہے گھبرا جاتے ہیں اور اتنا ڈر جاتے ہیں اور اتنا جو ہے شکوہ شکایت شروع کر دیتے. But you think to yourself, چلو اللہ is taking it from me, انشاءاللہ I'll get it in Jannah. Someone says, that house, I don't need it, I'll get it in Jannah. Alhamdulillah, I'm fine, I'll get it in Jannah, I'll get better in Jannah. Make some sacrifice in this dunya so we have something for Jannah. Subhanallah, the Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, if they would get nice food on their plate, they would start to cry and say, Ya Allah, I'm worried that Allah is depriving me of the reward of Jannah and giving it all here to me. This is how their mentality was. And our mentality is, we want everything here and then maybe even more in Jannah. Okay? No sacrifice. Allah give us correct understanding. خَالِدِينِ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ Last two ayat, inshallah. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. Allah Ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا, if the oceans were inkwells, لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي, with which the words of my Rabb, the hamd, the thana, the praise of my Rabb was to be written down, all the oceans in the world would be made into ink. In another ayah, Allah Ta'ala mentions this, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ, if all the trees in the world were to be made into pens, all the samundars, the oceans in the world were to be made into ink, and a person was to keep writing and writing, Allah ki tarifa, Allah ki tarifa, Allah's praise, Allah's praise, Allah's praise, the ink would all dry up, the oceans would all dry up, the pens would all finish, and still we could not finish the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah, the same theme. وَلَّوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if all the oceans were turned into ink, لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي, to write the words of my Rabb. Ulama say word meaning the commands of my Rabb, the signs of my Rabb, the qualities of my Rabb, all of this, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ, the oceans would all dry up, قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, before the words of my Rabb would finish. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِ مَدَدًا, even if you were to bring double, all the oceans in the dunya were to be made into ink, they would finish. If dobara all the oceans in the world were to be made into ink, they would finish. Allah's praise would never finish. And then finally, this last ayah, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُ. Remember, this whole surah, Suratul Kahf, has been a surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned so many stories of ghaib, so many stories of the unseen. At the end, to teach a lesson of tawadu, Qadhi Thanaullah Pani Bhatti Rahmatullah says, teach a lesson of tawadu and humility to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to show the difference between our religion and Christianity. In Christianity, where they say the Nabi of Allah is a God as well, Isa alayhi salam is also son of God. In our deen, no. Innama ana basharum mithlukum. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, me to tum jaisa ek insan hu. I am just a human being like you. This is not to take away from the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آپ نے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی رتبہ کو کم کرنا نہیں ہے کہ یہ کہے کہ انسان ہے. محمد بشر لیس کالبشری کالیاقوت حجر لیس کالحجر. لیکن محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is a human being just like other human beings. However, یاقوت, a diamond is a stone, but it's not like any other stone. ایک ہیرا بھی تو ایک پتھر ہے لیکن دوسرے پتھروں جیسا ہے نہیں. اسی طرح نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک ہیرے جیسے ہے دوسرے ہم جیسے پتھروں میں. So he's a human being, but he's not like any other human beings. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am just a human being like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. It has been revealed to me, أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. That your Lord is one Lord. Your God is one God. Allah. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So whoever desires to meet their Rabb, whoever wishes to meet Allah, matlab, whoever wishes to meet Allah in a state that Allah is happy with them. ہر ایک کو تو اللہ سے ملاقات کرنی ہے, ہر ایک کو تو اللہ تعالیٰ سے ملنی ہے. Everybody will meet Allah, but he means here, whoever wishes to meet Allah in a state that Allah is happy with them. And on top of that, no non-Muslim or no disbeliever or no person who is far away from Allah wishes to meet Allah. No sin, very extremely sinful believer wants to meet Allah. Only the pious believer wants to meet Allah. چونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ سے ملنے کا مطلب کیا ہے؟ موت. The only thing separating us from meeting Allah is death. So only those people who have prepared for death will want to meet Allah. Those people who don't meet Allah, meet those people who say, no. I need 20 more years. I need 40 more years, 50 more years. مجھے تو 50 اور سال چاہیے. 50 اور سال کے اندر میں توبہ کر لوں گا اور اچھے اچھے اعمال کر لوں گا. لیکن مسلمان کا کیا جی تمنا ہوتا ہے؟ ابھی مر جاؤں تاکہ ابھی اللہ تعالیٰ سے جا ملوں. من کان یرجو لقاء اللہ یرجو اللہ لقاءہ. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, whoever wishes to meet Allah, Allah wishes to meet him. So here everybody has to meet Allah, but it means whoever wishes to meet Allah in a state that Allah is pleased with them. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then they should do good deeds, good a'mal. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And they should not associate any partners with Allah. SubhanAllah, here the Mufassirun, they mention two conditions of good deeds. ایک تو ہے doing good deeds, and secondly, doing it without any form of shirk. And what is shirk? One is shirkul jali, clear shirk, where a person associates partners with Allah. And one is shirkul khafi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his sahaba, inna akhwafu ma akhafu alaykum ash-shirkul khafi. Oh my dear sahaba, that one of the most things I fear for you is shirkul khafi, hidden shirk. What is hidden shirk? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I don't worry that you're going to worship awthan, idols, and you're going to worship stones, and you're going to worship the sun and the moon. Well, my fear is that when you do good a'mal, you might do it to show off to other people, impress other people. Even this ayah, subhanAllah, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that this ayah was revealed when one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I sometimes do good deeds, and I enjoy when people see me doing those good deeds. He said, is there a problem with this? When I recite Quran, I'm doing it for Allah, but I'm also doing it so I enjoy that people see me doing it. And then these ayat were revealed. Even in your heart, zarra barabar, and this is a very dangerous thing. Baz dafa hum nek amal karte hain, aur hamari niyat ke andar ye hota hai ki hum Allah ke liye kar rahe. Lekin iske saath saath dusre ek niyat mil jata hai. Woh ye hai ki dusre bhi razi ho jaye, dusre bhi khush ho jaye, dusre mujhe nek samjhe. We're doing it for Allah. No one will say we're not doing it for Allah, but we're also doing it for somebody else. Now then, Allah Ta'ala, in the hadith of Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنَا خَيْرُ الشُّرَكَاءِ. I am the best of all those people who you associate as partners with me. So if you do any amal for me and you join it with somebody else, then that amal becomes theirs and I move out of the way. If you do something for me, you have to do it only for me. You cannot have intention of doing it for other people. And it's very scary. So many people on the day of Qiyamah, and here Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions so many statements that are very, very scary. Even Qadr Thana al-Mathareen, all the Mufassirun, that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, تُعْرَضُ أَعْمَالُ بَنِي آدَمَ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. All the a'mal, just listen to the last ek do baat hai. All the a'mal, hamari a'mal qiyamat ke din Allah ta'ala ke saamne pesh kiye jayenge. Our actions will be presented in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. فِي صُحُفٍ مُخَتَّمَةٍ. In sealed books. So huge scrolls which have been sealed. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala will say, أُلْقُوا هَذَا وَقْبَلُوا هَذَا. Get rid of all these books. In sab ko dustbin mein phenko. Yeh jo kitabe hai jinke andar hamare nek amal, in sab ko dustbin mein phenko. Aur yeh sirf do teen kitabe rakh lo. Throw all these books, sealed books away and only keep a few of them. Then the angels will say, Ya Rabbi, وَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْنَا مِنْهُ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. Oh Allah, we didn't see anything in this person except for khair. Why are many of his books of deeds being thrown in the bin? Why? Allah Ta'ala will say, إِنَّ عَمَلَهُ كَانَ لِغَيْرِ وَجْهِ. His deeds, his a'mal, were for some other reason. He didn't do it to please me. مجھے راضی کرنے کے لئے یہ عمل نہیں کی گئی. تو ان سب کو دسپن میں پھینکو, ان کی کوئی جو ہے حیثیت نہیں ہے. وَلَا أَقْبَلُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجْهِ. And I will only accept those amal today that were done only sincerely with ikhlas for my sake. Any of the amal in which there was a shaiba, doubt of shirk, or a showing off to somebody else, throw it in the bin. I don't want it. Mujhe ye nahi chahiye. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Man ahsana salata haythu yarahu an-nas wa asa'aha haythu yakhlu fatilka istihanatun. استہان بها ربه عز وجل. کہ جس شخص نے لوگوں کے میل جول میں, لوگوں کے مجمع میں خوبصورت انداز میں نماز پڑھتا ہے, اور جب اکیلا ہوتا ہے تو بہت جلدی جلدی نماز پڑھ لیتا ہے, تو یہ ایک گویا کہ احانت ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے ایک رسوائی اور اللہ تعالیٰ کی جو ہے احانت کر رہا ہے یہ شخص. That person, this hadith Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu narrates, which is found in Hafiz Abu Ya'la al-Mawsili's Majma, whoever beautifies their salah when they are performing it in front of others, but they perform it quickly and in a hurried manner when they are performing it alone, then this is a kind of disrespect through which they have disrespected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be so careful. Always. Again, my dear Ustad Mufti Ikram al-Hatsab, he is known for this. You know, always, always, always so scared of his niyat. Even as a 60-plus-year-old great scholar, always, bhai dua ke ajay Allah mujhe ikhlas naseeb farmaye. Allah mujhe ikhlas naseeb farmaye. Allah mujhe ikhlas naseeb farmaye. The greatest fear is that I don't have ikhlas. I don't have sincerity. So worried, and this is how every believer should be. What does Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said? وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّا. After Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is the Nabi of Allah and he has so much inspiration, guidance from Allah, and he's interpreting dreams, and subhanAllah, he knows that Allah Ta'ala has guided him, he still says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. For one second, I do not think of myself as anything special. Because my nafs is always telling me to do bad things. But never ever think we have ikhlas, always be fearful, and always try our best in any amal that I do it secretively. Jitna kar sake jo hai, as much as we can, do amal secretively, don't do it in public. Many scholars, we mentioned before, some scholars, subhanAllah, some tabi'un, would never be seen in the masjid apart from reading their fard salah. As soon as they read their fard salah, they would go. They wouldn't even wish to read their nawafil, their sunnahs in front of people, because just in case something came in their heart. They would rather do it by themselves. It's safety, safety. لوگوں کے سامنے جو ہے ریاکاری بہت جلدی آ جاتی ہے دل کے اندر, خاص طور پہ جو ہے انسان ناواقف ہو, بہت جلدی انسان شیطان جو ہے ہمارے اعمال کو اس طرح بگاڑ دیتا ہے ریا دکھلاوے کے ساتھ. So this is right at the end, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, whoever wishes to meet their Lord in the way, in the manner that Allah is pleased with them, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, he should do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and do not contaminate your good deeds by showing off to any of my servants. Allah Ta'ala give us all correct insight. جل دعا کر لیتے ہیں کہ انشاءاللہ سورت الکحف آج مکمل ہو گئے. اللہ تعالیٰ اس سورت کی جو سورت سے جو اسباق ہم نے سیکھی, اللہ تعالیٰ ان پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ gives all the ability to practice some of the lessons that we learn from the surah. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون الابرار, وصل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله. اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من جميع ذنوب الخطايا كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم ثبت أقدامنا على الصراط المستقيم اللهم ثبت أقدامنا على الصراط المستقيم اللهم ثبت أقدامنا على الصراط المستقيم اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا آخره وخير أعمالنا خواتمه وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله وسلم على النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رحمتك يا رب. Inshallah, we've decided after Surah Al-Kahf, we'll start Surah Yasin, inshallah. So the next surah we do, inshallah, will be Surah Yasin after this. So, cool.